The Chippewa of Minnesota live in the beautiful birch and pine forests. White people travel through the woods as tourists. We don't understand the spiritual meaning of the trees and the plants, nor their uses in Chippewa life. Those who did understand all of nature were the medicine men, now almost entirely gone. This man is Little Spruce, a very powerful Chippewa medicine man on the Grand Portage Reservation along Lake Superior. He was the first Indian I studied up close. My sister, Margaret, and I traveled to his remote village in 1905, stopping to picnic along the way. Little Spruce explained part of the Grand Medicine ceremony for me. This is a Chippewa named Big Bear. He was the first Indian I ever recorded. A newspaper man later wrote up the event in an article.
This news from the St. Paul Dispatch, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, on July 4, 1907. The firecrackers were cracking spasmodically along the usually quiet street here as George Big Bear, in town to celebrate his foster country's independence, became suddenly aware that a woman of pale face was importuning him to accompany her into a nearby phonograph store. Big Bear allowed himself to be beguiled into the store, where the white woman used some more salesmanship and talked the store owner out of the loan of a phonograph. Then George Big Bear obligingly warbled an old Indian refrain or two into the horn.
The man in the middle of this photograph is the same fellow 20 years later. That's me in the back. Big Bear believed in the power of the songs all his life. The old men gave me their songs to preserve in a great building in Washington that would never burn down, the Smithsonian Institution. I sometimes played back the cylinder to the Indian who made it. One bewildered woman said to me, "How did the machine learn the song so quick? That is a hard song."